discussing Principle 17, Torah and Mitzvot. So Torah means spiritual learning, Mitzvot is spiritual practice. We have in the Torah 613 spiritual practices called Mitzvot. Some of these apply to all of humanity, and some of them are more relevant to people who are Jewish, like the Jewish holidays, for example. So in this principle, when we're discussing Jewish spiritual practices for somebody who's not Jewish, you can take these concepts and apply them to your spiritual practice. We learn in Kabbalah that everything in our physical reality is reflecting our spiritual reality. So our physical body is in some way reflecting our spiritual essence. We learn that our spiritual essence is our desire to receive, that that's what was created in order to experience the goodness of God's gift. We learn that at its essence that we were created, our desire to receive is in its perfected state of receiving to give. So our deepest essence is a state of pure giving and loving, and receiving in that state of giving and loving. But now, as we've been learning a lot about, we're going through that transformation from desiring to receive to desiring to give. That's everything that we're developing through. Now, there's a way of dividing our physical body into 613 parts, which relate to the 613 mitzvot of the Torah. So every mitzvah of the Torah corresponds to a very particular aspect of our physical body, which we're just saying is a reflection in some way of our inner spiritual essence. So we learned that the same way that we can divide our physical body into 613 parts, that our desire to receive also has 613 aspects to it, nuances to it. So we learned that every mitzvah of the Torah, every spiritual practice, is a channel for transforming one particular aspect of our desire to receive from wanting to receive to wanting to give. That every mitzvah corresponds to a very particular part of our physical body, is a channel of divine light, a energy, a practice that works towards transforming that aspect of our inner self, purifying that aspect of our physical body, and at its root is a practice to help us transform from desire to receive to desire to give. We can say simply that our ego has 613 aspects to it, and the 613 spiritual practices of the Torah are all the different channels of working to transform those different aspects of our ego to transcend to the place of truly loving outside of ourselves. So the purpose of all of the spiritual practices is that transformation from desire to receive to desire to give, learning to transcend our ego and be in a state of unconditional love. And that every mitzvah is working with a very particular aspect of this transformation. We can learn about all of the different mitzvot, all the deep meanings of them and what they represent. But then to actually perform a mitzvah, it takes an act of going beyond what we understand. Because although we could learn about, gain some understanding of what that practice represents, but why we actually need to perform that practice, what will come out of performing it, is beyond what we can see. It's something we have to work with believing in emunah. Now, for anyone who's trying to be a conscious human being and only do what is worthwhile doing, so it becomes very hard to do something beyond what we understand. Our natural state is we're happy to do something once we understand what it's actually doing. The entire Torah, though, is coming from the other direction and is giving us all of these things to do that we don't understand. And it's saying to do them without understanding. And through that, you'll be able to reach a higher level of understanding, which is the exact opposite of what we want. We want to understand, and then we're going to do. The Torah is saying, do, and then you'll understand. So this is the place of spiritual work. If we're involved in the spiritual practice of the mitzvot in our daily life, so then constantly throughout the day, we're working on learning how to go beyond what we understand. Beyond what we understand is a state of unconditional love, which although the deepest part of ourself understands that and is flowing that, but that's what we're working right now to bring out. When our ego says, I'm happy to do it once I understand it, so deep within that, our ego is saying, I'm happy to do it once I understand what I'm going to get from it. And we're trying to learn how to do things beyond what we're going to get from it, to go beyond our understanding, to be in the place of divine service, place of unconditional love. So all of the mitzvot is on one level, a training of how to learn how to go beyond what we understand and how to reach that state of trying to be in divine service and state of unconditional love. So there's so much to discuss. Let's stop for now, and God willing, we'll continue next time.